neighborhood. What up, 50?
What's up, babe?
What's going on? How you feeling, my brother?
Oh, man, good morning. Everything good, man.
Everything is good. 50, where do we start at now, 50? First off, man, welcome back. 50, I'm just going to start naming names or situations, and I just want you to elaborate or clear up or let us know the backstory.
Okay.
All righty now. Jay-Z, we just recently seen some pictures of you and Jay-Z having a brief conversation backstage at the Eminem concert. I know that there had been some words come in or whatever. You know, we felt like there was a little animosity going on with Jay-Z, 50 Cent, whatever the case may be. But we did see this picture. What was that conversation?
Yeah, I mean, it's all I said, what's up, man? What, we gonna kill each other or what?
Damn.
And it was like, and mess up the money.
Right.
And then we went straight to the conversation, because that don't make sense to be going after each other. You know, it's only two of us.
Right.
Out of New York City anyway. You see what I'm saying? So he's looking at it like, you know, really like he was defending Kanye. Because it was during the Taylor Swift thing, and people were saying that Kanye wouldn't have took that, got up there trying to take that award from 50 Cent.
Right, okay.
You know what I'm saying? And he was like, ain't nobody scared of 50 Cent. Nobody scared of 50 Cent. And at that period, like, I told him while we were standing there talking, I said, like, he cleaned up his act completely. You know, his presentation changed from the original Jay-Z to a whole new Jay-Z.
You talking about during the conversation or just within that year of the Taylor Swift situation? Or was it just that day?
I'm just saying that it was a growth of him as an artist.
Mm.
You know, so, like, what you got on Reasonable Doubt to what you got on his last album is so extreme difference. Like, it's a more sophisticated presentation that doesn't really have as much street element. Like, when he did American Gangster, like, that album Blue Magic?
I don't know.
It was, like, inspired by American Gangster.
Oh, yeah.
Record. Yeah, like, he said he was inspired by the movie. Like, you can write whatever you want to write. You have to explain to you know, I guess you got to explain to his new friend.
I hear you. Now, when you guys separated, when you guys shook hands or when you guys left, what was the vibe like? What was the last thing? Was it like, all right, man, I catch
cool
up with you?
Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Like, I mean, somebody got to say something that shakes my cage. When they rattle me or they tap me and I'm like, well, hold up. I think like they want a problem. Then I turn around so I can see where the problems come from.
Did you walk up to Jay-Z, or did Jay-Z walk up to you, or did y'all meet in the middle?
I walked up to him. He was already, they were standing like in the, it's the only way we can get from and to the stage.
I hear you.
So they were standing there, and like after I performed with him, he goes back on, you know, he was going back on to do a song with him. So he stayed there until then, and then we ran into each other. But even, look at the photo. If anything would happen, it's all on tape, or it's all captured, or anything that's there, and not that anything would happen, but it just nowadays everybody's phone is
tell me about it.
There's a camera, and you know, it's crazy.
Hey man, okay, now Floyd Mayweather. Comes out that there's someone saying something about, you know, Floyd Mayweather domestic violence. You went to your Twitter to release almost a press release. What was that about?
Well, you know, like, people don't know me and Floyd talk every day. So I was on the phone with him before and after what they're saying happened. Like, because he was way too normal and regular in conversation until I just came out of actually fighting in the actual house. So he said, yo, I'm going to holler at you. I'm going to see my son's mom. I'll call you Michonne Corvette as soon as I get out the house. And he goes in, he comes back, he calls me afterwards, so I know that the situation is taking place, is being said took place, isn't actually true. So I wrote, you know, what we actually talked about. At the same time, like, people don't know that the same thing happened in 2003. Like, he went through court, filed papers, everything, went all the way to trial, and then got on the stand and told the truth and said he didn't.
Same lady? Is it the same lady? Okay. Hey, all right, now. The one person, I mean, Ja Rule, Rick Ross, Jay-Z, Kanye, all the people, Fat Joe, all the people that we can say that, you know, there's been certain kind of situations with. The one that I'm most worried about is you and Perez Hilton. Don't start that beef, man. All right.
Look. Perez, I ain't starting no beef with Perez. You know, what's interesting is he'll feel free to make comments or say things about anybody he feels like. You right. say a joke or you say anything that bothers him, and he gets all upset. You know, he's sensitive. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm like, well, what is? Are there lines that you don't say anything, or I tell everybody who likes me not to like you? Because if you look at it, even on Twitter, I got more people following me than he do.
Go ahead.
And he's supposed to be big for being a blogger. So if that's the case, like I just look at it and it doesn't make any sense to me. You know? Like when he's got all upset about it, I said, just have a nice day, man.
All right.
You know, it's like if you decide to say something and you're making a joke, or whatever it is, like he came because his name was involved, but he called me a douchebag for no reason.
Good Lord, amen. And 50, this is what I need you to do, man. I need you to follow me also on Twitter. I'm following you. I'm at Radio right. Big Boy.
Because you only follow 4 people. You need way more.
Yeah, man. Just do this for me. It don't have to be forever. My birthday, I'm celebrating my whole birthday weekend. Just follow me for my birthday weekend, man. You just give me a charity until Monday. I'm at Radio Big Boy.
All right, I put on it today.
Radio Big Boy. BIGBOY.
Yeah.
At Radio Big Boy.
I think your 3.1 million followers would appreciate it, too.
Oh, yeah, man. They've been wondering why you haven't been following me, 50. I've been getting that every day. People are like, man, what's up with you and 50? I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So as long as we're good, we are good, brother. Best believe that.
Right.
Hey, 50, I appreciate you, my brother. You stay very well, all right?
All right.
All right, family. And make sure, I'm going to check and see if you're really following me.
I am.
All right, cool. In the game, I know you don't want no beef over this way, man. You still on? Oh, okay. It is going down. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. It is Big Boy's neighborhood. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around your radios, please. Don't you go absolutely nowhere. Twitter. You've been taking the Twitter line. And for those who know, we know this is 50. We know that you've always used, like, social media outlets to really direct your points. Now, Twitter, yeah. Is that actually you on Twitter?
Yeah.
And why did you pick up and say, you know what, let me jump on Twitter now? Like, is it just that direct mouthpiece?
Yeah, well, you know what? It's I didn't know how to work it.
So, yeah.
I was busy doing everything else that, you know, involved with my business.
So
and then...
I was going to say, what made you decide, like, okay, I need to learn how to use Twitter and I need to start tweeting my fans or tweeting my... personal opinion or my comments?
I was in the newspaper for being number 4 in the Daily News, the number 4 biggest music artist on Twitter.
Yes, sir.
And don't know how to use it. I had people in my office actually tweet things that related to the actual site. So I've been on Twitter for a few years and never used it.
Man, okay, what about Soulja Boy Fabulous? Soulja Boy Fabulous situation that was going down between Soulja Boy and Fabulous.
They just was going back and forth. A lot of times the Twitter stuff it'd be jokes and comments and people just having fun on the actual thing. You know what I'm saying? And then it gets taken out of hand. Like, for Soulja Boy, he's in a vulnerable space because he got this girl and set him up. And he look crazy right now. So he's like, when you say something to him, it's sensitive at this point. He sounds like he's sensitive. So he's like, yo, why you saying that to me now? Like, and they started talking about his music. And like for me, I took a liking to Soulja Boy because I understand what having a hit record is and being able to make a hit record because he produced his first song.
Let me ask you this, 50. Will we see a 50 Cent Kanye collaboration, either on the mics or Kanye producing, because we heard that there was going to be possibly some Swizz beats, some Kanye on an album or a future project.
Yeah, I'm like, I'd like to get in with him, and they should look forward to him and Banks.
Right, yeah.
How do you feel about that comment that Kanye made on Twitter saying that Banks was like one of the top five
MCs?
I think it's great. You know what I'm saying? And I kind of realized that that Kanye is really influential because it even, like, for Banks, he was like, you know, he could barely fit his head through the door.
Oh, my God.
What did Banks say about it?
He's like, yeah, I'm saying, And he's no.
Yeah, he was like, man, I've been telling y'all, man. Like 50, you knew.
You knew the whole time, but you be acting like mine's is just okay.
Right. Like, man, had me standing over on this side, you knew what was going down. Like, Kanye don't validate me, but I was trying to tell you. Now, when do we get, like, the whole 50 Cent project? You know, 50 Cent is always in the news. We know that 50's always, you know, peeling his cash. But what happens with 50 Cent the artist right now?
I'm working on a new one. Like, I wrote 25 songs to the concept Black Magic. And then I felt like I wanted to do something different because of what actually playing, like the things I'm listening to on radio when I got back, because I wrote it while I was overseas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like when I got back, I'm listening, I'm like, yo, I started the whole new project, kind of like what M did. M wrote Relapse and Relapse 2, and then decided to hold Relapse 2 to write Recovery.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I recorded two songs with M for the Relapse 2 that didn't come out because I was overseas when he was finishing this record.
Are you 2011 with this 50?
Yeah, well, probably the end of this year, turn something in.
All right, 50, man, the best way to get a conversation or to get what 50's talking about is to talk to 50, man. And we always appreciate every time we reach out to you, 50. You make sure that you check in with the neighborhood, man. And